1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for Tony this morning. Dr. John Bronchio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320WILS, 1320WILS.com. And you can check out Dr. Bronchio's website at drjohnb.com. Good morning, Dr. Bronchio. How are you?
Well, and a very buoyant mood. The sun's coming through a window I'm looking through. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend. This is the time to enjoy and put all those positive thoughts in place.
Yeah, definitely. Sunny today, a high 55. You can't beat that, considering the winter that we had this year. Let's talk a little bit, Dr. Bronchio, about this recent shooting that happened down in Fort Hood. And this situation surrounding Ivan Lopez, these deadly shootings, and of course Lopez himself getting killed as well. What could have motivated Lopez to commit these acts? Looking at it from a psychological standpoint, and of course from the standpoint of him being a soldier on an army base.
Well, this is, to me, as I've looked at this, Rich, really a scary situation, because you really can't look at him, him personally, and find some reasons why he was going to do this. Let me just give you a little bit. He had been diagnosed with depression. Okay, he was taking antidepressants. He had been diagnosed with anxiety. He was in the process of being evaluated for PTSD. He had a sleep disorder. He was taking Ambien, grieving the death of his mother in November and the grandfather in October, from what we can see. Stress of a recent family move to a new base. Now, looking at those together, it's kind of a stew that could lead to someone being very frustrated, very upset, and getting, you know, really getting off, if you will, and really doing something horrible like this. However, there's really nothing here specifically that would say he's going to go shoot people and kill himself. He also was evaluated apparently a month ago and was found not to be violent to himself or others. So it's hard to take his circumstances and say he's going to do this. Now, this is not like the Colonel Hassan, who was on the Internet, and really clearly, from what I can see, that was just a real violent terrorist type of an act that occurred there at the Army base. So this is a scary one, because you can't really look at this and say this person was going to do this. So when I say that, obviously there was a trigger, there was a frustration. He felt he was going to do this. He went in and shot these people. But from a psychological point of view, when you backtrack someone like him, you can add all those things up and say, well, this is the stew that would have someone kill someone. But there are a lot of people that are anxious, that are depressed, that are going through difficult times, are doing some grieving, and they're not out shooting people. So it's a tough one to look at and say, this is here, that we should have found this, and we shouldn't have had this happen.
Does it appear to you that it was a situation where he had all this frustration just bottled up inside without letting it out previously, and then just all of a sudden it all came out at once, and it led to such an unfortunate occurrence?
Well, that appears to be the case, because, you know, his wife was with him, his daughter was with him. It's just when you look at him, just if you were to see him and talk to him, apparently you wouldn't see this, but obviously there was a lot of, in fact, extreme pent-up frustration, anger, that somehow when he was frustrated, apparently he didn't get a form, no one knows exactly what happened here, he just went off shooting people. And on his Facebook page, he had been talking before how horrible it was about when this Lanza had been out, killed his mother, shot the children over at Sandy Hook. So if you look here, he obviously just went off. Everything, whatever was going on with him, somehow came forward, and he just threw a nut, call it what you will, had a psychological break, psychotic break, call it whatever you will, and he just went and killed. But very tough one to look at, because a lot of people get frustrated. A lot of people have pretty horrible things happen to them in life, but very, very few people are out shooting. Now, the fact that he's military, he certainly is trained, been used to being around guns, that could be one factor that might be a thing he might go to quicker than the regular, you know, citizen you know, might do. But as a whole, yeah, he obviously just went off, was frustrated, anger, and his solution was a pretty horrible, dysfunctional one, which has led to death, injury, and led to his own death, actually.
If there were any signs at all during this psychiatric exam that he took last month, if there was any indication at all that there was the potential for violence to happen, would this Fort Hood shooting have been prevented, do you think?
Well, it could have been, because if it had been seen that he had this tendency or he might be doing it, then probably the treatment would have related to trying to de-escalate and trying to help him find more, you know, different coping mechanisms. It's just from what I can see here, it wasn't seen. If someone had seen it, obviously, over the decades, I've worked with countless people, very frustrated, very hurt, very anxious, very depressed, call it what you will, PTSD. You like to think when you work with people, you can help them, and that could lead to violence not occurring. This is just a case that somehow it was really missed. I think as more information is gathered on him, there may be more signs, more things that can indicate what happened here. But it appears that this is one that was just missed, or something that just became a flashpoint, and, you know, he just went off. It's a tough one. Most of the things you look at when you see a mass murderer or someone who's shooting people, like the Colorado person, you can look and you can see in their history, in their background, you know, what would bring it about. This one is really a very difficult thing, because this shows the danger everybody is in every day. This is not to scare people, but it shows that people that are going through a lot of times what we'd call the normal, really difficulties of life, that potentially someone like that could really go off. That's a bad thing out of this. I'm going to follow this in my own mind, reading and looking, sorting it out, trying to see if there is more that we can find. But otherwise, this is one of those always wise to lock your door, always wise to, you know, not be trying to be helpful to people versus getting people angry. Not that somebody's going to shoot you, but this definitely is a very scary kind of a situation, because there's nothing I can see here that would have indicated this person is going to do this or do that, which of course makes human beings, you know, quite a study, because you can't just come up with a model. But obviously nothing was found, and when he went off, no one really could have predicted that, you know, whatsoever. Very difficult, very difficult situation. I'll be very interested to see what we find in this case.
And Dr. Braccio, before we let you go, for those who may be in the military or they're dealing with issues that are pretty similar to what Ivan Lopez had dealt with, what kind of advice would you have for them?
I always say this: if you're really in a difficult situation, always important to look within yourself and try to find out where you can get support. Some people can do it with priests, with ministers, with family members, finding supportive groups, finding psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, people that can be helpful to you. I think it's really important when we're in turmoil that we really reach out and we try to find someone. And I think it's important for every one of us, when we meet people, just being nice, having a smile, being supportive, can really be very helpful to people too. So it's both ways. If you're really in turmoil, you really are best to try to get support, try to talk to someone. Don't be a loner. Don't just you know, walk away and say, I can deal with this, when maybe you do need to get a helping hand and talk to someone. Very, very critical if you're going through difficult times. Fortunately, most people do that. A lot of people have people they can talk to, but there is a certain percentage of people that will not do that. Now, I don't think that was true in this case, in the sense that he was living with his wife, he was living with the daughter, but it's a real tough thing. But if we find people that we can help, let's just be nice to everybody we meet. And if you're in turmoil, definitely reach out and seek support, because there really are people that do really want to be helpful.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and this has been our weekly Speaking Psychological segment here on the Tony Conley Morning Show. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Rich, good talking to you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you as well.